Craft beer brewers and craft beer aficionados will be flocking to our area today and tomorrow for a craft beer and tourism summit presented by Shorecraft Beer. Ann McGinnis Hillier, CEO of State Ventures, which runs shorecraftbeer.com, explains the economic benefits of local breweries.
Craft beer is a huge economic driver. It attracts millennials. It is independent of the field. So wineries, people like to go and see the grapes growing. With beer, it can be anywhere. It revitalizes downtown. They take old warehouse districts and it becomes a destination. I don't know if you remember that book, Third Places. Breweries in today's age are the third place. It attracts millennials, which is the largest generation ever. And people need to understand that if we integrate craft beer into our culture in a more pervasive way, we can make the shore a craft beer destination.
In addition to the economic impact of a brewery on a community, craft beer tourism, Hillier explains, can benefit multiple locations.
So there was just a Travelocity study that was done saying that people, when they travel, you know, 75% of people want to go to breweries. And the average brewery number that they go to is 2.1. So if people are coming to Dogfish Head, they're going to go to Evo. And then they're going to pick up these other breweries. And when they go, they spend money. So It's a huge driver, and when money is spent on local beer in a local area, 67% of it stays in the area.
The Craft Beer and Tourism Summit is meant to be a gathering place for beer producers as well as local chambers of commerce and tourism officials to share ideas regarding promotion and marketing. Additionally, craft brewers are inviting legislators to attend to see both the economic impact and to consider craft beer-friendly legislation. One issue in particular is regulation, which craft brewers in Maryland feels puts them at a disadvantage to their neighbors in Delaware and Virginia. If a craft brewery also has a tasting room, it must close at a certain time and is subject to other restrictions.
We are legislatively disadvantaged to our neighboring states. Virginia is coming after the breweries that are trying to open up in Maryland. The breweries that exist were grandfathered in, so they don't have to close by 10 p.m. or whatever the exact restriction is, and they can stay open. But I think the fear is that they didn't want to turn craft, you know, the breweries into bars, so they're competing, they felt. And I don't think it's a competition. And I think that what I'm trying to get are the numbers that show that breweries actually bring money to bars and restaurants. When you like a craft beer, you don't just drink at the brewery. You buy it at the liquor store, you buy it in the bar.
Another issue Ann McGinnis Hillier and the local craft brewers are trying to tackle is putting beer tourism on the map.
There is a beer blogging convention, and we didn't even know about it. And guess where they're going? By bus from Loudoun County to Dogfish Head. Now, why are we not doing that? So we're going after this. We're going after this convention, and we're going to try to get to locate that convention here, you know, in the next couple of years. It's set for 2018, I think, but we're looking at 2019. And I think we want them to come here. And I think at that point, my goal at that point is to have packages in every county on the Eastern Shore, have everybody designating October as Shorecraft Beer Month.
The Shorecraft Beer and Tourism Summit begins Friday at Evolution Craft Brewery in Salisbury, Maryland, and continues Saturday in Ocean City. I'm Chris Rank for Delmarva Public Radio.